Hello?
Hello, this is Gustavo from New York Opinion Research. Today we're talking to people in your area about local issues. Your opinions are needed. This survey is quick and confidential. Let me ask you, what is your zip code?
What are you talking about?
Yeah, my name is Gustavo. I am calling from New York Opinion Research, and today we're talking to people in your area about local issues. This is a survey referred to the elections and the Prop 1.
A survey for what you said? I can't hear you too good.
Oh, yeah, this is a survey related to the elections and about the Prop 1 on New York.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Okay, thank you so much. Let me ask you, what is your zip code?
11226.
Thank you so much. Are you registered to vote in the state of New York, or like many people, are you not registered?
I am registered to vote.
Thank you so much. Do you think of yourself as male, female, or something else?
I am a man.
All right, thank you so much. And what is the year of your birth?
No, I don't give nobody that.
Okay, thank you. And are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
I am African-American.
Not Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin,
no,
right?
No.
Okay, thank you so much. And what is the highest level of school you have completed, or the highest degree you have received?
High school.
Thank you. And for whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote? Joe Biden, the Democrat, Donald Trump, the Republican, or someone else?
No. I am going to vote, but my vote is, I don't tell nobody who I vote for. I am going to vote. That you could bet your life on that. I'm going to vote as long as I'm alive. But I don't tell nobody who I vote for.
Oh, but in the past elections of 2020, the general election for president, for whom did you vote?
I don't tell nobody who I vote for. I just vote and that's it.
Okay, thank you. And, well, as you may know, there will be elections for president, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices this November. How likely are you to vote in the upcoming November 2024 elections? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50?
I am going to vote.
Thank you. And how motivated are you to vote in the November 2024 elections on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated and a 10 means you are extremely motivated?
10.
Thank you. And how much power do you feel that your vote has to create change in your community? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10. 0 means your vote has no power at all, and 10 means that your vote has a lot of power. Thank you so much. Please rate how much you agree or disagree with the following statement. Regardless of how I may feel about the candidates or issues on the ballot, it is my duty to vote this year. Do you strongly agree, somewhat agree, neither agree nor disagree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Let me go for that.
Oh, let me repeat the statement again. Regardless of how I may feel about the candidates or issues on the ballot, it is my duty to vote this year. Do you agree or disagree with this statement?
I agree.
And is that strongly or somewhat agree?
Strongly agree.
Thank you so much. Regardless of how enthusiastic you are about voting, how much do each of the following matter to you this year? For each of the following, please indicate if it matters a lot, matters somewhat, doesn't matter much, or doesn't matter at all. And the first one is, protecting reproductive rights, including birth control and IVF.
Matazala.
Thank you. Protecting gender equality?
Yes.
Do you think that matters a lot? Matters somewhat?
Yes, it matters a lot.
Thank you. And the presidential election between Donald Trump and Kamala Harris? Do you think it matters a lot? Matters somewhat? Doesn't matter much?
It matters a lot.
Thank you. And election for Congress, House of Representatives, or the Senate?
Matters a lot.
Thank you so much. We know people get busy when it's time to vote. How likely are you to vote on the following candidates or issues? For each of the following, would you say nothing will stop me? I want to vote and probably will. If it's convenient, I will vote. I doubt I will vote, or no chance I will vote. And the first one is protecting reproductive rights, including birth control and IVF.
I will vote.
And would you say that nothing will stop me, or I want to vote and probably will, or if it's convenient, I will vote, or I doubt I will vote, or no chance I will vote?
If it's convenient, I will vote.
Thank you. And the next one is protecting gender equality. Would you say that nothing will stop me? I want to vote and probably will. If it's convenient, I will vote. I doubt I will vote.
If it's convenient, I will vote.
Thank you. And the presidential election between Donald Trump and Kamala Harris, would you say nothing will stop me? I want to vote and probably will. If it's convenient, I will vote, or I doubt I will vote, or no chance I will vote.
I will vote. I will vote.
And would you say nothing will stop me, or I want to vote and probably will?
Nothing will stop me.
Thank you so much. And election for Congress, House of Representatives, or the Senate, would you say nothing will stop me? I want to vote and probably will, or if it's convenient, I will.
Nothing will stop me.
All right. Thank you so much. And I know it's still a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, would you vote for Democrat Kamala Harris, Republican Donald Trump, third-party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr., or someone else, or would you not vote?
I don't let nobody know who I vote for. So that's my private. I keep certain things private, but I will vote.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you so much. But if you have to choose, for whom would you vote?
No, I'm not telling you that. I know who I'm going to vote for. That's private. You finish?
It's just that I don't have that option here to skip this question, actually. I don't know. Maybe if I can, can I call you back in just maybe?
No, that's okay. That's over. It's finished. Have a good night.
Oh, I'm sorry, but thank you so much for your time.